Thank you, Rhea. It's great to be here again. I do love this group, and I wish I could have come every year, but I think it's just a pleasure to have helped start it and then be working with Rhea and Kit, my colleague at NRDC, for all these years on this. I was just talking to Dan Riker earlier about actually being that the groundbreaking for Madison Wind Farm here, about I think it was almost 14 years ago. I think Secretary Richardson was here and Dan was here. And so there's a lot of memories in terms of just coming back and then seeing how much progress has been made over the last 10 years. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that and set the stage for the rest of the day. You're going to hear a lot of good information and details from lots of the speakers here. And I think my job is to kind of just step back a little bit and look at where we've come from and what the opportunities are going forward. To set the stage, if you think back where we were 10 years ago, we were just getting started on renewables here in New York. I mean, we kind of knew what we needed to do and wanted to do, but we really were at the starting point. And the hardest part is sometimes getting started. And I think getting us where we are now, still not, clearly not enough. And I think the big opportunities lie ahead. And what we want to focus on today is really what are all the opportunities for the next 10 years? And we have no choice but to really accelerate and take to scale what we are going to do and need to do when it comes to renewables and also energy efficiency. You can't talk about renewables without talking about efficiency. They go together, they help each other because energy efficiency helps you keep the costs down as you scale up renewables, which may initially cost a little bit more. And if we want to really scale up renewables at the pace we want, we're going to have to double our efforts on efficiency to make sure we're scaling that up at the same time. So it's very important to be able to think about both of these at the same time. When you hear from Gary Brown, we were talking last night about how, I think it was 20 years ago, when Governor Mario Cuomo was governor, and the idea at the state energy plan, the last one that was being done, there was a 300 megawatts renewables goal that was put into the state energy plan. And that was kind of, you know, very, very early. We then slowed down, didn't do as much 5 years after that. But then the RPS happened in New York State, and the Renewable Portfolio Standard has been a great policy tool all over the country to drive renewables. And so we're now at about 1,600 megawatts of wind in the state. That's great. But we need to, again, that's a starting point. And starting is important, it's hard, but we know what needs to be done and what can be done. And the goal now is to, I would say, for our RPS, we need to get to 50% in the next 10 years. Okay? 50% in the next 10 years. And that's totally, totally doable. I mean, it's really just now a matter of figuring out how to align the policies that we have with private sector playing a key role in terms of financing, and utilities playing a very, very important role in terms of figuring out how to integrate those renewables into the grid, both at the central, large scale, and also distributed. Okay, so we really need to set a high goal. This is the time to do it. It's a great opportunity in terms of what we're trying to get accomplished. And I would say let's challenge ourselves to do that, whether it's wind on land. Offshore wind is very, very important, a huge resource for the state and for the country. Think back to what we did when we built Niagara and St. Lawrence in terms of investing in this great resource. We could do it back then, and we can do it again. And to me, offshore wind represents this huge opportunity. It seems expensive now, but it will pay huge dividends for the next 50-100 years once we develop it, and this is the time to start really focusing in on the offshore wind potential like we need to do also with the wind on land. Solar, we again have just got started. It took a lot of effort by a lot of us to get solar off the ground in New York over the last few years. And I think we're out of the gates now, right? We're at, what, I think 300 megawatts. There's no reason we shouldn't be at 5,000 megawatts. Within 10 years. I mean, that's hard to do, but it clearly should be in our sight. And again, this is going to be figuring out how both just the policies align with market forces. Prices are coming down. What do consumers need in terms of making it real simple and easy for them to install solar? I mean, the key things here are making it simple, having the financing, and figuring out what it's going to take to scale this up. So the technologies are there. Again, Dan's going to talk about the intersection between technology, financing, and policy. We need to align all of these three things and keep them working together. So the view for me is at least the solutions and technology are well known. Their costs will keep coming down, but we know what they are. We don't have to, for the next 10 or 20 years, we don't have to come up with new solutions. I mean, we will. We'll need them for the following 20 years. But for the next 10 or 20 years, if we just deployed those technologies that are here today, we can have a huge, huge, huge impact. And that's what I would kind of really concentrate on in terms of whether it's wind on land, offshore wind, or solar. There's just huge opportunities, and we need to kind of align these things. And I think we have a team in Albany now with Audrey and Gary and John Rhodes and Richard Kaufman that can really deliver on that, and I think we're really excited about that possibility. A couple of words about energy efficiency, because if I don't talk about efficiency, I don't think I'm doing my job. I do think that energy efficiency is such a huge, huge part of solving this climate problem that if we don't think about it and integrate it effectively, we're not going to achieve our climate goals. So you all know, by the way, in a couple of months, EPA, using the Clean Air Act, is going to come out with the new power plant rules for regulating existing power plants, carbon emissions. It's going to be hugely important. It's going to set the stage all over the country for states to come up with plans on how they're going to reduce emissions in their states. Okay, the draft rules come out this June. The final rules a year from June. The states will have till the following June to file their plans. And those plans are really, really going to be important. And we believe that the heart of those plans, in terms of hitting any target that you're going to try to hit and do it cost effectively, you're going to have to max out on energy efficiency first. And in this case, energy efficiency is going to be not just utility programs. Again, the idea is to figure out how we can get markets to help scale up energy efficiency. This is where the Green Bank and financing are going to be just as important as a rebate. And we need to figure out how that financing mechanism is going to work, because you can have all the financial products that you want, but if you don't have enough demand for those financial products, you're not doing your job. So for us, the key is going to be figuring out how to get customers, large customers, small customers, wanting to do energy efficiency, and then taking advantage of the financing that's going to be available. And that's still a riddle that still has to be solved in terms of how to drive the demand, how to create the pipeline of projects for energy efficiency. And one of the initiatives that we've been involved with is working with mayors all over the country to just basically start with benchmarking and disclosure. If we had good information about what was going on in these buildings and owners knew about what the energy use was in their buildings, that would actually help to create demand for energy efficiency efforts. And what's amazing when you look at the data from New York City now, we've got data for buildings. Every building over 50,000 square feet now benchmarks and discloses. All that data is now public. If you sift through that data, you can find incredible information. One thing you find is the worst buildings are using 2 to 3 times as much energy as the best buildings. 2 to 3 times as much. They're great targets. If we could just get the worst buildings to average, we could hit every efficiency target goal we want. You know, I mean, this is not about new technology. It's getting people to pay attention and then act on it. You need real actionable information. You need to keep things simple, and you need to really focus in terms of this effort. So we're going to be working with mayors and cities all over the country to kind of get benchmarking and disclosure policies in place and then match them with financing strategies to really scale up energy efficiency. And we think that's going to be a very, very important way to get at the energy efficiency opportunity. And for New York, again, as a target over the next 10 years, a 20% improvement in terms of energy efficiency is a minimum thing we should be doing. We should basically be able to reduce our demand through efficiency by 20%. And I think those are some of the things I would say we should move to. The last point I'd make is I'm actually now no longer a resident of New York. My wife and I moved to Kansas City, her hometown, and we've had to kind of put into practice some of these things because having lived in New York in a co-op, you don't have the opportunity to do all the things you want to do. We have a small house in Kansas City now, so we, of course, made it energy efficient. Wasn't easy to do when you start trying to do these things. Put solar panels on the house, bought a plug-in electric car, worked with the local utility, got Kansas City Power and Light to put the solar panels on, getting them to put a charging station for where my wife's art studio is so she can charge on the other end. Luckily, our art studio already has solar panels on it, so we're not going to have to charge the car with coal. So I think just even figuring out how you individually bring these things together to reduce the impact we all have. And it starts with consumers. It starts with individuals. It starts with offices, companies. And everybody can figure out how they bring these things together. And I think the transportation piece is a very important part of this in terms of integrating the transportation sector through electric vehicles and also through location efficiency and smart growth. So I think all of these things are very, very important to bring together as we go forward. So you're going to hear a lot more substance and detail from the panelists. I just wanted to just step back and give you some of the framing for what you're going to be hearing about, and also challenge all of us to, in the next 10 years, set real high targets. The opportunity is great. I'm an optimist about these things. I think we can really do this, and I think New York State can show the way. So thank you.